Welcome to Geographical Thinking, the podcast where you get ideas, stories, and conversations all through the lens of geography. Hi everyone, this is Maggie Sampson, Gwan's colleague at Esri Canada, and I'm thrilled to be bringing you this special episode of Geographical Thinking. As you may know, your regular host Gwan is currently on a well-deserved summer break, but fear not, because we've got something in store for you while she's away. Today, we'll be offering you a taste of our new Esri Canada podcast, Spatial Report, hosted by myself and a voice you'll recognize from the game show episodes, Mark Ho. Spatial Report takes you through the latest trends in Esri's desktop, enterprise, and online environments. We welcome special guests and a regular cast of GeoGeeks to unpack what you need to know about geospatial technology today. We recently had the pleasure of sitting down with our colleague and resident artificial intelligence expert, Genevieve George, a technical solutions specialist here at Esri Canada, to talk to you about all things GeoAI. She helps demystify GeoAI and makes it more approachable and promising that ChatGPT won't be taking our jobs. For now, anyway. Here is Genevieve George.
Artificial intelligence, or AI, is the science of teaching computers to learn and make decisions like humans do. It's no wonder that AI has become a buzzword in the tech world, with its potential to revolutionize the way we approach complex tasks. But what about applying AI in the geospatial space? Can it help us solve geographic problems and simulate future outcomes?
So today, let's not talk about ChatGPT, but let's chat GIS to share more about how we can use AI in our geographic journeys with GeoAI. We have Genevieve George from Esri Canada, who's a technical solutions specialist and our resident data science and GeoAI pro. She's joining us today from Ottawa. Thank you for being here, Jen. Hello, and how are you?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. It's really sunny out, so I'm happy.
The sun will make everyone happy. Now, first of all, I think we've got to make a big announcement. So congratulations are in order, I believe.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, so you just got your master's degree, correct?
Yes. I just finished a couple months ago. I finished my long drawn out master's degree.
Ooh, what'd you get it in?
I got it in geography, so Master of Science of Geography, and my thesis was concerning GeoAI, so very relevant to today, eh?
Yeah, Jen definitely is our GeoAI expert around here, and that master's, you know, seals the deal, but she knows a lot more than both Mark and I. I think that we can both admit that we're pretty much massive noobs when it comes to all this category of information. So we need to start off with the basics today because we don't know anything. So Jen, what is GeoAI?
So as Mark kind of introduced there, GeoAI, like AI, is really a kind of a buzzword right now. But really what it means, it's just the intersection of geospatial science and artificial intelligence. So the subsection of AI that applies to geography or geographic problems. So it's not new. The name for this field that deals with applying AI methodologies like machine learning and deep learning to geographic problems, it's just that. It's just a name. GeoAI is not a brand new thing. And as Mark explained, you know, AI is kind of the domain or the field concerning the simulation of human intelligence by machines. And in GeoAI, often what we're working with is specifically machine learning. So if you imagine, maybe you've seen this diagram before, but you can imagine kind of like a big circle, and that circle is GeoAI. It's the field of GeoAI. And then within that, there's a smaller circle, or I should say AI in general. And then within that, there's a smaller circle or a medium-sized circle, and that's machine learning. And machine learning is specifically teaching a machine to learn or to mimic humans' problem-solving skills. And then within that medium-sized circle, there's a smaller circle, and that's deep learning. So deep learning is a subfield of machine learning, which is a subfield of AI. And deep learning is really just using particular methodologies or particular algorithms to teach the machine to learn. So to sum up, GeoAI is just AI. It's just the use of AI methodologies to solve geospatial problems.
Wow, this all sounds really, really cool, but I'm still kind of confused about when you should use AI. So what's a good scenario of when you should use AI or machine learning?
So determining whether AI is useful to use is actually, you know, going to be the first step of any problem where you're thinking you might want to use AI. Just asking that question is a good first step, and it can be a skill on its own. You know, it's not always clear when you should use AI or when you shouldn't use AI. But some primary kind of applications where machine learning is particularly useful are tasks involving the prediction, so predicting something from existing data, predicting an outcome, or finding patterns in complex data. So tasks like classification or clustering or regression, using a regression analysis to predict outcomes, those are all good scenarios where machine learning is particularly useful as opposed to a different kind of methodology. And there's other considerations. So one would be kind of the amount of data that you have. The more data you have, the more useful machine learning is going to be. The less data you have, the less ability the machine is going to have to learn from that data. So you're going to end up with errors or potentially bad outcomes. On that same vein, kind of how noisy your data is also going to influence whether you should use machine learning or not. If your data is really, really noisy, then the machine is going to be learning the noise. It's not necessarily going to be learning the underlying pattern. So it might be really specific to that data and the noise that's within that. Also, how much time or how many resources you have. And that kind of ties in also to how complex the problem is. So if you have tons and tons of time and tons of resources, the machine learning might be a really good way of solving a problem. But if you have limited time, then, you know, GOAI, machine learning, it's not magic. You don't wave your wand. It does take a lot of effort to create something that is useful. So that's also kind of how complex the problem is. You know, if you can do it with something that doesn't take as long, then that might be a better way of solving your problem if you have a simple enough problem, rather than doing the complex route, which might not get you any better results. So, for example, if you're classifying streets as pedestrian safe or not, you could use machine learning to do that. You could use a bunch of different inputs and teach it to decide whether a street, given certain qualities of the street, make it pedestrian safe. But if you could do that same analysis with just some simple queries, like is there a sidewalk or not, then why would you use machine learning? It might not be useful in that case. So those are all the kind of considerations you should be thinking about on whether your task can be solved with machine learning or if it's better off solved with some other sort of methodology.
Okay, so there's definitely a lot that people have to think about if they're looking to use sort of the AI route. And you mentioned briefly some kinds of questions, that the geospatial questions that can be answered with AI, and definitely gave an example of one where maybe you wouldn't want to use it. But is there sort of an example you can give of when someone might actually go for the AI option? Is there a task that would benefit from that tool?
Yeah, for sure. There's many. There's tons and tons and tons. And one major field right now is in computer vision. So it's a major field of AI and machine learning that applies to GIS specifically because it applies to raster data. So computer vision is basically the ability of a computer to see an image. So I should say see with quotations, you know, because the computer doesn't have eyes. It doesn't have the same optical structure that we have. But if you imagine you're looking at a satellite image, you can see patterns like fields and cities. You can identify that, oh, that's a city. I can tell based on the satellite image. I can see that those are roads. I can see that those specific housing lots have pools or not. And computers traditionally can't see those things. That's not how they work. They're just seeing a series of pixels. But they can be taught to interpret those series of pixels as the kinds of things that we're seeing. So if it's objects or certain patterns of pixels. So machine learning can be used for things like land cover classification and object detection and object classification. So you can teach the computer to determine which pixels belong to which land use type or which pixels form, you know, a swimming pool object. And in ArcGIS Pro, there are a lot of existing image analyst tools that do this and also deep learning tools that you can use to create or use models to do that kind of computer vision. Beyond computer vision, there are also other tasks that incorporate machine learning that you've maybe used without even considering that it is machine learning. Things like clustering, so taking a large quantity of point data and identifying groups of points or similarities between those points. That's kind of a traditional GIS application that often uses machine learning methodologies to accomplish those tasks. Or prediction algorithms like geographically weighted regressions to model spatial relationships. You know, that sounds really fancy, but those are tools that have existed in ArcGIS Pro for a long time. Those are tools that we've been using as GIS professionals for a long time. They're not brand new. So we're entering kind of a new age of machine learning and AI, especially, you know, when you talk about ChatGPT is, you know, all the rage right now. But it's important to recognize that some of these things have been around for a long time. We've been using machine learning for a long time without even really thinking about it as machine learning. So many applications of AI aren't as unapproachable as they might seem. They're kind of these basic things that we've been doing in GIS for a long time.
It's really interesting how you brought up clustering as sort of an example of AI in action. It's something I never really put together, but it makes a lot of sense. But as you know, Jen, I'm not a very smart guy, so I'm really curious about how steep this learning curve is. If you've never used machine learning before, could someone like me actually be able to do any of this?
Mark, I have no question that you would be able to, but in general, it really depends on how you want to use machine learning or AI. If you just want to use kind of, you know, an existing model, like the pre-trained models that are available on the ArcGIS Living Atlas or some existing geoprocessing tool, then you should have a general idea of how the model works or how the tool works, what data it uses, you know, what is it doing in the background, and then what is the output. But really, that's the same advice I would give to anybody that's working with a geoprocessing tool or methodology that they've never done before. This isn't, you know, it's not different advice because it's machine learning. You know, if you're using, let's say, like the hotspot analysis tool, it's, you know, a pretty complex tool. It's doing some statistics in the background. I would suggest that anyone that's going to use that tool should probably learn how it works so that you know how to interpret the results. And it's going to be the same thing with any of these AI tools. So the learning curve is really learn about the thing that you're trying to do. And it's just a tool. It's just a geoprocessing tool, same as other geoprocessing tools. It's doing some complex stuff in the background. But that's the kind of stuff that you can learn on your own. And I'm sure most GIS users have those skills. You know, at the end of the day, these are similar skills to what you've gathered throughout your education and your career as a GIS user. Is learning how to interpret results and how to understand tools. Beyond that, beyond just using a tool, you know, AI is a spectrum. Machine learning can be a spectrum, and so is the knowledge necessary to wield it. So, you know, using existing AI tools is one thing, and then assessing whether AI can be used or useful for your own project, that is kind of its own thing as well. You know, and then training your own model, and then developing the underlying algorithms. Like, all of those are different things that fall within the domain of, you know, learning AI. But you don't necessarily have to know how to write the algorithm that underlies a model in order to use the tool. So I would say that the learning curve is as steep as another complicated geoprocessing tool, but it can get more complicated the more that you want to do with AI.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, I guess one of the big things about the AI conversation right now is that it's going to take over our jobs, right? And it's going to take over the need for human beings. So will GeoAI take my job as a GIS analyst away?
Probably not.
I'm saying
okay, I don't want to be too confident with that, or time might look back. I don't want to give you any false promises, Mark, but... Probably not, and at least not yet. But it will probably change some things about your job and my job and just generally the GIS world. So, you know, I say not yet because AI still has some key limitations. You know, it can do some amazing things within a framework, particularly when we discuss machine learning and deep learning. You know, a machine can learn or teach itself to do some super amazing things, but often those tasks have a very narrow or specific objective. And one of the primary skills of a GIS analyst, or, you know, any kind of analyst really, is to problem solve. So to figure out what methodology you should use to solve a problem. We can also learn continuously and on the fly. You know, we can adapt our methodology based on results that we're getting and keep going, which AI can't do yet. So there's some key limitations that make, you know, analyst jobs in general still important, right? You're not going to be able to necessarily teach a computer to use the kind of judgment that we have. It's too complex. We're making decisions not just based on what we've seen, but based on tons and tons and tons of things. And if you know, great. If people figure out how to model all of those different factors so that a computer can decide exactly what kind of analysis to do and then also execute it, you know, maybe I don't mind leaving my job. If computers get to that point, then they can have my job. But I think in general, it's not going to happen soon. And I think, you know, one of the key takeaways I would like people to have for that specific thing is that AI is going to become more and more important, and learning about it, learning how to use it, learning what it does, even just as a basic thing, is going to be important as we go on and as AI develops. And there's going to be more and more things that AI can do that are going to be useful for us within our jobs, not to replace our jobs, but to make our jobs easier or give us more time to work on different things because the analysis and certain parts of it are going to be become easier, or there's going to be new tools that we can use. And all of those, to me, that's awesome. Those advancements in AI are what we should be, you know, hoping for and looking for our own jobs.
Well, you have told us a lot today, Jen, and it's been really great information. I think I'm actually going to dust off my old tutorial deep learning palm tree detection project that I never finished a long time ago to try to get back in on this, because it seems like this is the way of the future, but it doesn't actually seem as scary. So thanks for that. Because it's such a big topic, and we want to ask all of our guests who are on here, if people are only going to remember three things about GeoAI, what are the three things that you think that they should take with them today?
Okay, the first would be that it's not as scary as it seems. And if you know how to use tools for analysis and then evaluate the results and evaluate your accuracy, you're already in good shape to get started with AI, which I think most GIS analysts already have those tools. So it's really not as scary as it seems. Take the plunge, try using, you know, a pre-trained model, or just kind of dip your toes into how it all works and just try it out and see for yourself that it's not as scary as it seems. Secondly, I would say AI is not going to take your job, probably. I want to put all those qualifications in there. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but it's probably not going to take your job. But you should learn how it works and how to use it, just so that you can leverage those tools as they come out to make your job easier. And the third would be, it's a tool. GeoAI, machine learning, all of those things are a tool. They are not a solution. They're not a magic bullet. You know, it's not a wave of a wand. And then automatically this just, something works. You know, you sprinkle a little bit of fairy dust on your analysis and ta-da, you have a result. You know, that's not how it works. You have to be training you have to collect training data. You have to train a model. It's an iterative process to make sure that it works. And once you have a model, it can be really, really useful. But that model is a tool that you can use to achieve an end. It's not a solution in and of itself.
Wow, that's really incredible. Thanks, Jen, for really kind of putting my mind at ease that the robots are not taking over tomorrow and going to beat us to a pulp.
We hope that they're not.
That's right. Now, we also want to do a shameless plug, because coming up in a few weeks, you'll be doing a webinar. Tell us about it.
Yes, that's correct. I wish I already had the name finalized, but I don't. Maybe we can workshop that ourselves sometime. But it'll be imagery and GeoAI. So incorporating GeoAI methodologies like machine learning and deep learning into imagery workflows. So we'll look at some of the pre-trained models. We'll look at how to use the tools that are available to train your own model and get some outputs. So with imagery specifically. But yeah, It'll be great. It's on June 22nd.
All right. Circle your calendars, everyone. That's going to be a really cool one. Thanks so much, Jen, for joining us today. Yay.
Thank you guys for having me.
That was Genevieve George from Esri Canada. For more conversations like this, check out Spatial Report. We release new episodes on the first Tuesday of the month, anywhere you're listening to Geographical Thinking. You can visit our website at esri.ca/spatialreport for updates and check us out on the Esri Canada YouTube channel for uncut interviews. Thank you for listening to this special episode of Geographical Thinking. We hope you enjoyed this teaser and we'll hopefully find you on our full episodes later on the road. Until then, take care, stay curious, and keep exploring the world of GIS. This podcast is brought to you by Esri Canada, a technology company that empowers people and organizations by the science of wear. Bye for now!